Welcome to the Legislative Budget and Audit Committee meeting on Thursday, April 14th, 2016. It is 7:38 a.m. With me this morning, Mr. Clerk, could you call a roll?
Representative Keto.
Here.
Representative Olson.
Here.
Representative Thompson.
Here.
Representative Pruitt. Representative Newman. Chair Hawker, Senator Stedman, Senator Bishop,
here,
Senator Geisel,
here,
Senator Hoffman, Senator Kelly, Vice Chair McKinnon.
Thank you. We do have six members present, members from both bodies. We've been joined by Senator Stedman. Senator Stedman, welcome. Can you say something out loud so folks know?
No, I just had to go. I just had to go back to the boat and get my glasses.
Welcome to Legislative Audit. I don't have anyone online at this time, but we do have a quorum, as I said, to conduct business. Members from both bodies. Representative Thompson. The first item on the agenda is the approval of the minutes for March 18th, 2016.
Madam Chair, I move that the minutes from the LB&A meeting on March 18, 2016 be approved as presented.
Thank you. Are there any objections? Hearing and seeing no objections, those minutes are approved. Next, we will move into executive session for the purpose of discussing confidential audit reports. I would note that Representative Laura Reinbold is with us. Representative Thompson. Representative Pruitt, welcome.
Madam Chair, I move the committee under Uniform Rule 22 go into executive session for the purpose of discussing confidential audit reports under AS 24.20.301.
Thank you. Are there any objections? Hearing no objections, I'll ask that the room, internet stream, and teleconference be cleared for the executive session with the exception of legislators, legislative audit staff, and committee member staff. With that, we'll clear the room. I'd like to call this meeting back to order. For the record, present Representative Keto, Representative Pruitt, Representative Olson, Co-Chair of Finance, Representative Thompson, Senator Stedman, Senator Bishop, Senator Geisel, and Vice Chairman, myself, McKinnon. Also joining us still in the room is Representative Reinbold, and during this executive session, Representative Ortiz was with us for about 30 minutes. We still have a quorum to conduct business. We do have a motion pertaining to audits presented during the executive session.
Madam Chair, I move the following final audits be released to the public. The statewide single audit for the fiscal year ended June 30, 2015, and the commercial passenger vessel tax special audit.
Thank you. Are there any objections? Hearing no objection, that motion is approved. I'd like to note for the public that the audits will be posted on legislative website, legislativeaudit.akleg.gov. The next item on the agenda is an interim report on the status on the Board of Certified Direct Entry Midwives. The extension of this board to June 30th, 2017 was authorized last session in HB 26, Chapter 18, SLA 15, and included a provision directing the Legislative Audit Division to submit an interim report to the legislature concerning the board's compliance with audit recommendations and the status of the board's deficit. Chris, can you please please, Chris, identify yourself at the microphone and present the memo you've prepared for the committee.
For the record, my name is Chris Curtis, Legislative Auditor. We did conduct a review to determine the current status of those four prior audit recommendations. The Direct Entry Midwives Board was given a short termination extension on their termination date of 2 years, and we were directed to go in and review some of these recommendations especially the first one. Well, they had four recommendations. Two we found were resolved, one was found in progress, and one was found basically not resolved. Page two of the memo goes through each recommendation. The first is the most significant and what led to the short termination date, and that was investigations that impacted public safety not moving forward and putting the public safety at risk. We found there was four cases involving two people. Current status of those cases, they were moved over to Department of Law in August of 2014. AG's office had some staffing issues. Nothing happened for a year, but by August 2015, they was up and going. Consent agreements were drafted for the two people. One of the persons signed them, and they were dealt with at the February 2016 board meeting. The other person did not sign it. However, they were actively negotiating the terms of the agreement, and we believe they're being actively worked on. The deficit is still considered open, not resolved. The fees were increased for direct injury midwives from $1,450 to $1,750 in 2014. Apprentices were increased from $125 to $825, but despite the increases, the deficit continued to grow. It was $158,000 at the end of FY15. So we do consider this unresolved. Third recommendation, the board should communicate certificate requirements to continuing education providers to facilitate compliance with licensing regulations. They did send out notices, so we believe this was resolved. And the board should approve apprentice permit applications in accordance with statutes. This is resolved. The board is now approving the permit applications. To let folks know, we are conducting the sunset for the direct entry midwives. The report should be coming to the committee within the next few months. So that will be a more detailed review of the board.
Are there questions from committee members? Representative Keto.
Thank you, Madam Co-Chair. And on the open recommendation, is that $1,750 per annum or for biennium?
Through the chair, Representative Keto, that is biennially.
Thank you.
Ms. Curtis, I was trying to ask Senator Giesel how long the board extension was.
That board extension was for 2 years, so they are set to expire 2017. So and next. So we're conducting audit work right now.
Thank you. Any other questions? Our final agenda item today is other committee business. Is there other committee business? Ms. Curtis, I do have some help that we may need with you on another interim report. The Senate Finance Committee has in its possession a big board game extension that has been recommended for a shorter period of time, 3 years, and I may need to work with you on some language. I have committee members that are wanting to shorten that extension, and if we shorten the extension, we do not want you to have to do another huge audit, but we would like to follow up. Same issue, $1 million shortfall in the licensing fees. And so if you could work with my office, I'd appreciate that. I didn't want you not to know that there may be a request to utilize the auditor's time to help us with another board that has a huge deficit. So thank you. Brief at ease. Conferring with committee staff, they continue to work on the scope to review boards and commission support. Staff has been deferred to post session, so in the interim, we'll continue that process. At this time, we have no future date for our next meeting. Is there anything else to come before the committee? Seeing and hearing none, this meeting is adjourned.